Yeah, today I want to ask you, what does hope look like when everything around you seems to be falling apart? Have you ever experienced about that? Of course. So some of you can share your experience or story. Friends-based. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So anyone else? Yes. What does home look like when everything around you seems to be falling apart? So I totally agree with Adai about the friend. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean, yes.
Yes,
have you? Yeah, friends, yeah. I thought you were helping. Ah, no, you're right, yeah.
The health
felt and what you do, so you don't support friends. My question, what does hope look like, yeah. So she said friends, yeah. Yeah. So I also have friends, and you usually, I don't like about the rejection. So I think everyone don't like rejection. That means if I got some interview and they said, oh, Mike, sorry, you're not the one we are looking for. And yeah, oh, it feels like falling apart, absolutely. At that time, I shared with my best friends through FaceTime. And, oh, I did all my best, but I think I'm the best person for that. But they said, no. And, yes, he listened to me. And then, yes, he comported me with some gentle words. And then sometimes we talked like some funny things. And it really was helpful for me to forget it. Yeah. So when life feels hard, when the news seems dark recently, when personal problems weigh heavy, what does hope really mean? So last Wednesday Bible study, our Bible study group shared our questions about homesick, right? Homesick. So at the time, the question is, when do you feel homesick? So Pam, do you have homesick?
No.
No? Because this is your home? Yes, thank you. Yeah, the Queensland. Yeah. So you can you say this is your home or Queensland your home? Yeah. All right. So, who? You feel this is home, Cheryl, right?
This field right here with these people? Yes.
Yeah, Rhonda. Yeah.
I don't get homesick, but my son, as he grew up, whenever he went to a friend's house to sleep, I would get a 2 a.m. call to come get him because he was homesick and he wasn't sure what was happening to us. And he needed to be with us to know we were safe. So he was always homesick when he couldn't be amongst his safety
net. Yep. All right. Totally understand. And as a migrant, I cannot say I never had homesick. So recently, when I went to Korea, I met my parents. And usually, I thought, this is my home, Melbourne, and I have friends here, right? Friends here. And then, yes, my family is here, my daughter, my wife is here. But in this time, I felt a bit sad. Because I saw my parents is getting older. And at the time, I realized maybe I don't have much time to see my parents. So it made me a bit sad. And at the time, I felt like some homesick. So what does hope really mean in this time? Is it a soft whisper or a strong will to keep going? a tiny light in deep darkness. As you know, hope isn't simple. It's not just a feeling, but a living, active promise of something better. In a world that seems to be spinning out of control, Jesus offers us a powerful message of hope that changes everything we think we know about waiting and believing. Let's be real. Human history is full of trouble, war, hunger, unfairness, and pain. Pain have always been part of our story. Some historians say the time after the Second World War was the most peaceful period in modern history. But even that calm lasted less than 80 years. Today we see wars in Ukraine and Russia, fights in the Middle East, and global health crisis, and challenges that make us feel like the world is breaking apart. But here's an important truth. These struggles are not new. They have always been part of human life. In Luke 21, Jesus talks directly about these hard times. He describes a moment of big changes, signs in the sky, countries in trouble, people scared and losing hope. Those words sound just like today's news. Turn on the TV, look at social media, and the world can feel like it's falling apart. But Jesus doesn't leave us feeling sad. Instead, he offers something different. When these things begin to happen, stand up and raise your heads because help is coming soon. This isn't about ignoring our problems. It's about facing them with new eyes. Jesus invites us to look beyond the chaos and see something deeper. God's kingdom is coming. Think about how seasons change, just as spring always follows a cold winter. Good days will come after tough times. This isn't just happy talk, it's a deep truth. Hope doesn't mean pretending everything is okay. It means seeing our struggles through God's promise of change. Jesus shows us that hope is more than just waiting. It's about creating hope right now. We are not just watching God's plan. We are part of it. God's kingdom is something we just wait for. It's something we are called to build right here and right now. This means being agents of hope in our families, workplaces, and communities. It means standing up when everything tells you to sit down. It means lifting your head when the world wants you to look down. This hope is strange. We can create hope because we believe in a future promise. God, Christ will return. Our actions matter because we trust in a bigger story of healing. what does this look like in real life? Not letting hard times define you. Choosing kindness over being negative. Working to bring fairness and healing. Staying spiritually strong. Building welcoming and loving communities. Taking caring actions. Jesus tells us to be alert, not in fear, but in hope. We should stay grounded while looking beyond our current problems. Think about the fig tree Jesus talks about. We must watch for signs of new life. Hope means staying in the faith, in the coming Jesus, and his words that keep us concerned, connected, even when the world seems broken. This isn't a lonely journey. Hope grows in community. We hope together. We work together. We believe together. That's the reason why we are called to Endeavor Hills Uniting Church. As we begin Advent, I challenge you, be hope makers. Not because hope is easy, but because it's necessary. Not because the world is perfect, but because we believe God can transform everything. Hope looks like you. Hope looks like us, together refusing to give up. Hope is the inner strength that lets us see beyond our current struggles. It's the belief that darkness will not win. This Advent, let's embrace hope. Not as waiting, but as active change. We are people of promise, waiting, but also working, hoping, but also doing. May this Advent be a time when hope becomes more than a word. May it become a way of living, full of expectation, strength, and connected to God's transforming love. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, as we leave this place, fill our hearts with hope. Help us to be light in darkness, courage in fear, and love in despair. Guide us to be homemakers in our world. Strengthen our faith, deepen our love, and renew our spirit. In the name of Jesus, Amen.